This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
The same nations asking us to stay in the agreement are the countries that have collectively cost America trillions of dollars through tough trade practices, and in many cases, lax contributions to our critical military alliance. You see what's happening? It's pretty obvious to those that want to keep an open mind. At what point does America get demeaned? At what point do they start laughing at us as a country? We want fair treatment for its citizens, and we want fair treatment for our taxpayers. We don't want other leaders and other countries laughing at us anymore, and they won't be. They won't be. I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh, not Paris.
Well, Tina, that is a sentence that is going to resonate for a long time. And clearly, Donald Trump is becoming the people's president here. I mean, people are realizing that what he said on the campaign, he meant it. And he's following through with this. I understand people, you know, on the progressive side, if you want to say they're that side, because there's some people who say, look, I believe in climate change. I'm not necessarily a progressive. I don't consider myself to be leftist. And I appreciate that. And I love conversations, even with the people that are very, very passionate or progressive about climate change. And I say, help me understand, you know, help me with the facts. Don't give me, you know, I love it when the conversation starts. The first thing they'll say is 95% of the scientists agree. When they say that, it's like you're disqualified, you know, because it demonstrates to me they really don't have enough depth of the topic, because that has already been proven fallacious. You can't lead with this. I mean, you would think for all this time, Scott, that we've been talking about this, that we'd be able to intellectually, without insulting people, discuss something like climate change.
Well, I'm a person that picks up garbage when I'm walking by, and I see it, I pick it up, and I throw it away. I like having the area around me look nice, and I enjoy nature.
Right.
Look, I want to do everything I can to help it. You know, it's really one of the only causes that I donate to, you know, my DNR and things like that, because I like to hunt. So it's really one of the only things that I willingly donate my money to. But what happened yesterday after this was announced? You had a bunch of mayors and governors come out and say, well, we're going to hold to this agreement, which I'm perfectly fine with, because that's a state.
Mm-hmm.
That means if the taxpayers of California want to hold to that, fantastic.
Have at it.
Have at it.
Right.
And then watch
more people exit the state than already has been. But that's okay. You know, that's what it's all about.
But yeah, if the taxpayers of Pittsburgh don't want to hold to that, that's great too.
Exactly.
Yeah. This shouldn't have been something that our federal government dictates to us.
Yeah. It wasn't our federal government. It was the president.
It was one person.
One activated president says, hey, we're going to sign up for this. And he knew darn well he couldn't bring it back. But the thing is, you know, we have a, sadly, and I will indict our congressmen and women on this, because they were gutless. They didn't want to stand up against Barack Obama and the violation of the separation of powers. No, they just rolled over, you know, because they were afraid if they did so that they would be called racist, or somehow they would lose their place in line for the reindeer games there in the Beltway. But meanwhile, you know, you've got somebody who, and this is why Donald Trump is needed, because he comes from the outside. He's not beholden. And we knew this was going to be the case. And so all those that have been beholden to, and they realize the rules of play are changing, they're not too happy with this, Mr. Scott. So the conversation continues. Stay with us, America.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey, they speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I flunked.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, as always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. And also, we do have a special treat for you. I'm going to bring the Lolo girl on with us, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, because you're going to be excited about this. We're doing this special, courtesy of Lionsgate. We're giving away the ultimate Shaq pack here, Lolo. It includes the Shaq Blu-ray, DVD, and which is wonderful, so you get to see the movie in the comfort of your own home. They've got these special grow sticks, Shaq grow sticks. You just plant water and watch your flowers grow. I mean, Robin would love this. And then plus music inspired by the Shaq digital CD. And all you got to do to win is just drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We're drawing a name out every day. So get your email in, be in the drawing. Just tell me you want to, go for the ultimate Shaq pack. Give me your address, all that important stuff, so we can send it to the right place. And just like that, the Shaq pack could be in your collection. Is that cool, huh?
Y'all need to send Bill an email and tell him how much you love him, how handsome he is, and how you couldn't live a day without him, and you'll for sure win.
Just
a little side note. It's a secret. Don't tell anybody. I told you.
Yeah, please don't. That's not what you want to do. Just right now, of course.
Your love language is words of affirmation like mine.
Yes, I know. That's why we
let people know.
That's why we love each other. Thank you so much for sharing that. Ladies and gentlemen, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker, 25 years in the media. You can find her at Facebook. Is now 27?
It's 20, old. It's 20, oh. This is, I started in 1990. This is 2017. Now, y'all know me and Matt ain't friends, but I think that is probably more like 27. And let me tell y'all really quickly something that happened. So I, try to be youthful and everything. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like your old aunt to keep you down to earth. So I'm with my mother's sisters. Now, my mother was lovely. You knew her. She liked Jackie Onassis. Beautiful. Yeah. Even the time she passed away. And so I'm hoping I've got her genes. And, when you start getting a little bit full of yourself, I'm sitting across from one of my 90-year-old aunts over Memorial Day, and she's like, you're looking old. You're looking older. And I'm like...
She's 90. She's 90, and she's throwing stones in glass houses.
She's throwing stones. I'm like, I feel like going, listen, old lady, let me see what you look like. But I didn't. I just kind of said, well, I'm 51, and I tried to, pull myself off the ledge.
I bet.
And I call Robin later. I'm like, you're not going to believe what she said to me. So, if any of y'all want to make me feel better.
So Robin calls the aunt up and goes, thank you very much for sending my wife back home shredded. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. Well, what he tells me? He's like, just get in the car and come home. I'm like, no, I've got this. It's okay.
I'm going to the bar. Jameson's is calling me.
Exactly. Exactly. And then later we're talking about, you know, how with women, I mean, and a lot of you know this, it's a lot to maintain, especially nowadays. You know, we all are trying to do all these kinds of things to look young and be youthful. And, and so he and I were talking about that the other day, and I'm like, but I have to. If I don't, I'll get more comments like that. So, yeah.
Hey, well, but I want you to know it's equal opportunity. It goes, you know, guys are the same way. We just don't, you know, make it that obvious. We try to be subtle, you know, as much as we can in terms of managing our youth. By the way, I was looking at your picture on your Facebook. And, yeah, you know, we're talking about, you can find Lauren on her Facebook at Living Life with Lauren, because I did check it out myself. And there you are. There's that beautiful picture of you. You are gorgeous.
Well, y'all are sweet, and that was like a year ago. Maybe a few filters.
Well, don't be negating. Don't be negating my compliment. That's genuine. You know.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
and if y'all
want
to be friends with me, you can go to Lauren Kitchen Stewart. And if one page is full, I have another because I don't do all that fan stuff. So Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Well, thank you for saying that. You've always been good for my ego. That's why I agreed to do the show with you, because you make me feel good.
In lieu of money, just give me lots of compliments.
In lieu of money, just tell me I'm beautiful. I'll be here all day long.
Well, outstanding. Well, hey, look at what is going on with. Speaking of Robin, I thought you took the scissors away from him. Did he go after? You know, Knox one more time.
Knox again, and now Knox looks like once again Carrie Fisher. God rest her soul.
Oh Lord,
I have a little Asian Carrie Fisher. Her bang, you know, his bangs are like up to the middle of his forehead. And this morning, I'm like, honey, we have discussed this. I was going to get his hair cut this week. Why? He goes, well, I caught him with the scissors. So that gives you license to go ahead and chop his hair to pieces.
What is Knox? Knox is 6 years old or something, right?
He just turned seven.
Okay, seven. Blame it on the seven-year-old. It was that seven-year-old. That seven-year-old you gave me. He had the scissors.
He had the scissors. So therefore, I had to oblige and carry through. You know, with his little Bernice Bosner hair episode. Yeah, so I just was like, and Channing goes, Mom, I'm not going to let him get a hold of mine. I'm like, well, good thing.
Oh.
So I don't know. I mean, he's going to do what he wants to do. That's the bottom line. I'm just there to blah, 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 blah. That doesn't make any difference. So,
well, of course, poor
Knox. You
know,
he's going to be a hairdresser. I mean, yeah. I can't be there to monitor him all the time. I just have to just go, well, it's okay if he looks a little weird. At least he's seven. Maybe by 18, he'll go, Dad, you're not doing it. You're not coming across the room with scissors.
Well, he'll be in therapy by 18. And there they go.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
He's going,
that big man there with the scissors, he's the problem.
Yeah, Robin calls himself Sasquatch because y'all know he's like 6'4", and he'll be like, that's Sasquatch, man. Just put my hair over and over when I was young, child. Yeah, I can see it now. Maybe he'll come. But you know what? When Robin's like old and laid out in the nursing home, maybe Knox can come.
Knox is going to get even, huh?
Yeah,
he'll cut him in a mohawk or something, you know.
Yeah. And I'll applaud him all the way. Go, son, go. Do the war. Terrible.
And we'll all know about it. Oh gosh, speaking of bizarre things, I know that you're still hearing about it. I'm hearing about it. Is this crazy? Crazy deal. Kathy Griffin, what was she thinking? You know, John Zemarek from the stream, he said, I think she's trying out for ISIS. That's what he told
me. Well, but you know what? It's Kathy Griffin. None of us are surprised. I mean, seriously,
yes.
So she has done so many off-the-wall things that I think we almost expect that. But, man, it cost her. And for her to have to come back and apologize, you know, that's just I don't know. Maybe people will learn from her. There is a line. There is a limit. There are things we don't appreciate. But seriously, y'all couldn't have been in shock by that. It's part of the course with her, don't you think? I mean,
there should be
a limit with her. There are no limits. And that's the way you get out there is, I mean, it's getting her publicity, cost her job, but getting her publicity.
Yeah, we'll see if there is life after this. Otherwise, you know, she's going to be, she'll be 80. And they'll let her back into the Hollywood parties, and she'll just be a one-woman freak show, like the woman in the circus, you know, that grows hair all over her face or something, and the people just point.
Well, she was a weird choice for that role anyway. I mean, were y'all surprised? I was surprised that she was even doing that show. I would not have thought that would have been a good fit anyway.
Wait, you think with Anderson Cooper, you're saying, on New Year's?
Right. I wouldn't have.
Well, some of the stuff she did, I mean, Anderson Cooper was beside himself. I thought a couple times, you know, he had to double check to make sure he had his Depends in place because she
was
just
still breathing.
She was just She's just tormenting this guy. I mean, you know, and of course, then when he goes into his giggling fits, I mean, everybody, you know, we all have unique ways in which we may laugh in that, but his certainly is pretty peculiar, no doubt about it. Hey, look, let's pick up the conversation. We got to take a quick break. We've got more from Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Yes, the Lolo girl. We're talking another day in the life with Lauren. When we're staying above the fray, I'll tell you right here on Bill Martinez Live. Yes, stay with.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. It's Bill Martinez live, coming at you fresh every day. Good to have you along with us. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, Monday through Friday. Got the Lolo girl with us. Yes, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. You're hitting the road again. You got a lot of speaking engagements coming up this summer?
I'm pretty busy. busy. I mean, this is really more about family for me because our lives are so congested. Like the rest of you that have kids are still in school because we drive our kids into Memphis, Tennessee an hour each day from where we live. And so just being in the car a lot. So we're really going to make this more about, you know, vacationing, being together. Channing keeps saying, I get to sleep late. So she's eight and she's already into sleeping late. I'm like, that's my girl.
Oh,
but I would love to come and speak for any women's groups or your church, you know, events. I love people. Bill knows that about me. I mean, I think just the icing on the cake in my world is to meet new people and to just visit and get to know one another. And you can get a hold of me at either Lauren Kitchen Steward on Facebook or Living Life with Lauren, or you can email me, laurenkitchens@gmail.com. Or Bill can tell you how to get in touch with me, but I really enjoy times of getting out and, you know, kind of just sharing what the Lord's doing in my heart, because then we start to see that we're all similar. We're going through similar things. And right now, with so much pressing in our country, I think a lot of us are living on edge and how to deal with that. You know, what is the Lord doing with us to say, okay, now you need to zip it and pray, but now I need you to speak up, and hearing from him and learning to be content where he's placed us and learning it's okay when you're in a waiting period. You know, there's so many things that we're all walking through. And so that's a passion for me to say, hey, this is what I'm learning in my quiet times when I have them. And, you know, maybe you're on this same journey, and it ends up so many times we are on that same path. And it's just good to know you're not alone.
Well, yeah, let me say this, if I can, brag a little bit about you, Lauren. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, she has a voice of an angel. She's got a gorgeous voice. So when she sings, that is really special. But, you know, for me, and what I've appreciated additionally about Lauren, is that her heart toward God and her insight. She speaks, you can tell that Lauren talks to God. You know, what I always look to, Lauren, is somebody who has that revelatory word of God. You have that sense that you're in sync and in rhythm with what God is doing for a time such as this, that you're synced up. Your heart, your emotions, your understanding of who God is right now is synced up. And just like you said, in fact, I had a rather interesting conversation with a gal in Tel Aviv yesterday, Dr. Nancy Hartevelt Coburn, and she brought something that was quite insightful. And she said, Bill, the thing that people do not understand about ISIS is they've really turned, and we're talking about this radical arm of ISIS and their theology, they've really turned it upside down to where good is evil, evil's good. And I said, Nancy, you're exactly right. I go, you know, the Bible is clear in saying, whoa. I mean, you know, when you go to that book of Isaiah in the fifth chapter, whoa. And whenever you hear whoa, you know, it's like, whoa, you know, this is Yeah, you better listen, because I mean, you know, it's not only important, but it's for that person or that group or interest or system that is going against the righteousness of God. Anybody that calls evil good, good evil is such an abomination, and it says that that will happen, and I'm going, that's Isaiah 5. And, you know, so I thought it was quite provocative and revelatory that she would speak, because just as you're saying, right now in this season of life, there's been a lot of in the name of, you know, our First Amendment right to speak freely and that sort of thing. But I say, speak freely, but you cannot abandon responsibility. It goes hand in glove, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm having to learn that the hard way, because I tend to be ferocious and voracious, and I don't mind stepping up and saying things, and I don't think it through sometimes. I'm having to learn, Father, I've got to be guarded, to be watchful, you know, because we're told in the Word of God to be as wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. So we're told to be wise and crafty and thinking through things, but also to be gentle in spirit at the same time. And we're having to learn that together through all this. And it's causing us to be people of God that are really entrenched in his word and in the Holy Spirit as never before. And, you know, I encourage all of you, too, to have times with him where you are just real, you know, where you can go to him and just lay before the throne and say, this is how I'm feeling. I'm frustrated about this. I'm concerned about that. When have you called me to speak? When have you called me not to speak? What can I do for this nation to be the leader that I need to be with my sphere of influence?
Exactly.
Because if he's given us all a sphere of influence, and, you know, to be responsible with that, and whether it's large or small, or, you know, everybody's different, but it's important. Every life is important. And to know what his word says and not to be wavering. And I tell you what, with what's been going on lately in the past year that we've seen, I mean, that's our only sanity, is knowing he is faithful, knowing he is strong, knowing he's sovereign amidst the things that we're seeing, so we don't have fear. We don't want to be fearful because then we're incapacitated.
Exactly. Well, you know, and my point with this, with what Nancy had shared with us, Lauren, a couple of days ago, is that she's seeing it from her perspective. She was, you know, in Tel Aviv, and she is seeing this, and I'm going, well, there it is. There's the Word of God in action, again, to remind us that, you know, to your point, God is sovereign. This is his popcorn stand. There's no surprise here. You know, even with what happened in Manila, with the attack there and the ISIS attack and the terrorist attack, I mean, absolutely incredible. And what happened even before that at Manchester, no surprises. You know, and but it's the challenge, just like you say, to be real before God. Say, God, I don't understand this, but I need you. You know, you're my strong tower. I trust that you're always there. You've always been there. What is my role in the midst of all this insanity? What is my responsibility? What is the word aptly spoken that I need to have from you? A gesture, a smile, you know, because that word, a word aptly spoken, I extend it beyond just the word. Sometimes it's just a smile of somebody who hasn't had a smile, that hasn't had even a touch of humanity in their lives, Lauren, that makes a difference, you know?
Yeah, even the little things go a long way. And I think we're learning, too, now not to be reactive. That's been my big cross to bear, not to react, but to really think through and have the heart and the mind of Christ. I mean, that's essential. And if any of you are dealing with that now where you're like, I mean, just if one more person does one more, just one more thing. I mean, I'm there. I'm having to learn to back down and say, Father, I got to heap the coals of kindness, because how we feel that we should handle things sometimes is converse to what the Word of God says, because the Lord is looking at it from an eternal perspective.
Exactly.
We're just seeing the here and now. He's thinking about lives that are going to be in eternity that wouldn't be if we hadn't stepped up to the plate. And we got to kind of get in that mindset.
Well, and I got to tell you, it blesses me when there are people that you come into their orbit, and they are that way. They're so anchored and set in their faith in God.
I know. I want to be that.
You and me both. It really ticks me off, frankly. because
like,
in contrast, I see how much I'm lacking. That's frustrating.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too.
Exactly. But it's such a blessing and an encouragement. And the thing is that when you have a conversation with them, they go, hey, I mean, you know, that's like right now, you know, you should have seen me 5 minutes ago, you know. But that's what we do, you know, going from glory to glory, you know, as Paul said, the very thing I want to do, I don't do. That which I don't, I do. You know, it's like, you know, welcome to our faith and understanding that in spite of that, God loves us and he forgives us and gives us the example of how we should treat one another.
Well, and find people that you can be completely transparent with. Pray that the Lord will bring an inner circle for you, a safe, you know, environment, safe friends that you really can just say, this is who I am, and that they can speak into your life.
Exactly.
And go, hey, you're awesome, but I think this is holding you back. Or, oh, that's not good. And you go, oh, gosh, thanks for telling me. People that you really trust. And I think we're seeing that is key, is having that accountability in your life. Those people that you really know have your best interests at heart, but aren't going to let you get away with doing things that really are converse to the Word of God. And sometimes we need that. We need somebody that we trust to speak into our life, because we can't see the forest for the trees when we're right in it. And
exactly.
Having that is such a blessing. And so I pray that, you know, for each of you, and I pray that for myself, and to really be careful who you let into that inner circle. We got to be guarded. We got to really be watching, you know, who we expose ourselves to, who we're transparent with from day to day, and seek to face the Lord about it. People forget about that.
Well, Lauren, that's a good word, and we got to end it on that. Sorry. Only sorry, because you and I could be talking all afternoon, you know, on through the night, because we've done that sometimes. You know, Lauren, get
some
courage.
We have done that.
Yes.
For another.
The Lolo Girl, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Go and check her out on Facebook. Tell them where, real quick.
Go to Living Life with Lauren or Lauren Kitchen Stewart. I'd love to hear from you guys.
Okay, and you're on and Instagram, too, real quick.
Yes, Lauren Kitchen Stewart, Instagram.
There it is. Lolo, thank you so much. Say goodnight.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Night.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case.
There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Keep out the heat, it'll be all right. And babe,
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Want to remind you, we have the ultimate Shaq pack for you, courtesy of Lionsgate. It includes the Shaq Blu-ray DVD movie, Shaq Grow Sticks that you just plant in water and watch your flowers grow, plus music inspired by the Shaq Digital CD. Two ways to win. You can send us an email. Tell me that you want to be in the running for the Ultimate Shaq Pack. We'll be drawing each day, so email me at bill@billmartinezlive.com, or when I tell you to call, like right now, 877-317-6432. First caller gets the Ultimate Shaq Pack. No purchase necessary. Remember, the Shaq is now available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. For more info about the Shaq, go to theshaq.movie. Well, with us right now, and it's always good to have Patrick Wood with us, especially in light of the news that came out of the White House yesterday. Patrick is an author and lecturer who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s, when he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton to co-author Trilaterals over Washington Volumes 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. Patrick, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. Doing great, Bill. Thank you.
Hey, great to have you here. Of course, Patrick is the author of the book Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. You've heard us talk about his book on many occasions, but I want you to, you know, really understand the context of what is happening technocratically and this new world order that has been proposed. And Patrick has been all over this, and he's given us certainly this book, Technocracy Rising, The Dark Horse of the New World Order. Some might think communism, socialism, or fascism, as much as all the isms are flying around. Not at all. It's all leading down the yellow brick road to technocracy. With meticulous detail and abundance of original research, Patrick uses Technocracy Rising to connect the dots of modern globalization in a way that has never been seen before, so that the reader can clearly understand the globalization plan, its perpetrators, and its intended endgame. Patrick, right now, that is the discussion. Whether it's pronounced in the Paris Agreement, which Donald Trump put a stake in the very heart of it on behalf of Main Street America, as he said, he got elected to serve the citizens of Pittsburgh, not the citizens of Paris, right?
That's right. And immediately the mayor of Pittsburgh came back and said, President Trump can shove it. And Pittsburgh is going to uphold the Paris Agreement anyway, as if they signed it.
Yeah.
So, you know, the cities are rebelling across America right now against this. And it brings up an interesting proposition, I think, that who's really got the power here?
Exactly.
Is power migrating from federal governments down to, you know, cities and city states and corporations and stuff like that, or is it the other way around?
Well, the fact of the matter is the people, by virtue of the Constitution, have the power. We just have not been exercising it. And I think that is the opportunity that lies before us today. If there's going to be a future of this democratic republic, it's going to be because we, the people, deem it so. And we can deem it not so by doing what we have been doing, and that's checking out and letting the elites go run wild with us.
Well, that's right. You know, I'm amazed to see, well, not really, but all the resistance is coming against Trump already for having pulled out of the Paris Agreement.
Mm-hmm.
You've got cities and states that are lined up against him. All of a sudden, you've got all the tech industry is lined up against him as well.
Mm-hmm.
All of the NGOs around the world and stuff are just, having a conniption fit right now because of it. And it's a small thing that he did, really. It wasn't a big deal in the first place. In one sense, the rest of the world had agreed to do something. The United States, Barack Obama actually signed this,
yes,
agreement. In China, they agreed to do maybe a few things, but whether or not they actually ever get done is another story. So this is almost as much a symbolic thing that Trump did, and everybody's just having a conniption fit.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'd be curious, Patrick, to look at the books and see how much the United States has paid toward this agreement versus the other states, because that's what this tour was all about. Let's level the playing field. Donald Trump is a job maker. He's a job creator. That's what is at, you know, in terms of job one for his presidency. He talks with his inner circle. The first question he asks them every day, how are we doing with jobs? So it's high on his list, clearly.
Yes, it is. And that is a good thing. That's something to be commended, I think, for sure, because heaven knows Americans need jobs. We have all kinds of forces against us right now to destroy jobs, including things like automation. And we still have industries leaking out of our country into other, third world countries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good thing that somebody's paying attention to jobs, because if we don't have jobs, we're all going to be in big trouble.
Yeah,
and
that's why.
Also interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
The tech world and other global elitists have come out with this concept of universal basic income. They see where this is where they think it's going, is that joblessness is going to become such a huge problem to society, that the only way to stem revolt, if you will be to grant people a universal basic income. That means you're going to get paid just because you're alive.
Yes, right. Well, yeah, welcome to the world of socialism, right? And redistribute. That's what all this is all about. But there is a clear distinction, and you bring it out in the book, Technocracy Rising. And the reason I wanted to read that intro, Patrick, was because people are, you know, they're kind of like waking up to what's going on here. They hear words like populism and globalists, and what does that mean? And you hear, Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, and you think, well, okay, well, it kind of makes sense, but maybe it doesn't. And you're you're not quite understanding the dynamic tension between these two polarities and how they're pulling at one another. So if you don't, I highly recommend you get your hands on Patrick's book, Technocracy Rising. It will go a long way in educating you on what's going on, because that is your responsibility. Because last time I checked, we the people are in charge here. It's not the global elites. It's not the elites here that, you know, have graduated from Harvard and all these other distinguished institutions that we need so badly. We need them so badly. They got us $20 trillion in debt, a compromised military, families that are falling apart. I mean, you know, this is the kind of leadership that we're paying for?
Well, yeah, it seems that way. You know, Zbigniew Brzezinski, the co-founder of the mm-hmm. Trilateral Commission, just died recently. Was in the news. Didn't make a big splash, but he just passed away. He wrote in 1970, this was prophetic. This is a direct quote from his book, Between Two Ages. He says, the nation state, as a fundamental unit of man's organized life, has ceased to be the principal creative force. International banks and multinational corporations are acting and planning in terms that are far in advance of the political concepts of the nation state. And I have to say, right now, this is exactly what we see. If you look at it in the right way, this is exactly the picture we see today. When people like Elon Musk and other, you know, the big giant tech leaders, big industry and stuff says, look, we don't need you, Mr. Trump. We don't need your political organization. We're going to go it alone. We're going to be the ones that shape society. And what do you do about this? You can't vote these people out. You can't vote Elon Musk. You can't vote Google out. You know, what do you do? How do you get rid of these people? Because they're the ones now that are asserting more influence on our day-to-day lives than our national government is.
Yeah, I'm not sure people are really appreciating this. I think their eyes are slowly waking up to this, and maybe their minds as well, to understand exactly what you just shared, which is very powerful here, Patrick. And, of course, Elon Musk was he couldn't find the exit door fast enough after the announcement that the United States was not going to participate any longer in this Paris Agreement, right?
Yeah, fair weather friend, huh?
Well, you know, what leads us to believe here just a little bit, when we talk a little bit more on the other side of the break here coming up, is does that mean that the fix is in on all this, Patrick, or is it too late? What can we do to get control of our government and fight against this this globalist kind of tsunami that's coming upon us? Patrick Wood is with us. More from Patrick on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 before the top of the hour. Patrick Wood continues with us, author, lecturer, who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. And Patrick tells me that Trilaterals Over Washington has been updated and available once again, right?
It's been 37 years, Bill.
Wow.
If you can believe it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's actually in print. So this is kind of a big event for those people who want to understand the historical perspective on how we got where we are today. These are the books that started it for me in my career. And as my research continued, and especially after the millennium, mm-hmm. I discovered technocracy and realized that technocracy is what the Trilateral Commission referred to as their new international economic order.
Now, you were talking before the break that Brzezinski had given us a warning back in the 70s.
He did, and it was as much a prediction as a warning. We took it as a warning. We didn't like it at all.
Right.
But, he was looking at it more from just a pragmatic, prophetical view, like, hey, this is where it's going. This is the way the world is evolving. And he was a brilliant guy, I have to say. I didn't like his policies at all, but mm-hmm. he was a brilliant guy, and he saw things a lot of people didn't see. He was able to put big pictures together, and this is what he came up with. You know, the nation state is going to decrease in power, and industry and the technocrats, if you will, are going to ascend in power.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end of it, what really matters is who really controls our daily lives. That's what you and I are concerned about more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the perception of who's in Washington or who's sitting on the throne or whatever. It's who is actually pushing us around, if you will.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and if you think not, just let your internet go blank for about 10 minutes and watch everybody freak out, right?
They do. It's worse than having the lights go out anymore.
Yeah, exactly. We've been so controlled. That's why I asked you, Patrick, and I threw it out there a bit rhetorical because we were going to break. But now I want to ask you seriously, is the fix in? I mean, are we so far down the road? Have technocrats taken over so many of the critical issues of our life that we're so beholden that, you know, the fix is in?
Well, the misperception that people have today in society is that science has become a god, mm-hmm. of sorts, if you will, and it's infallible. You know, whatever science says, that's
right.
it. You know, man,
yeah.
you can't question it. That there's nothing to talk about. And this flat out isn't true. But they have convinced the public that it is true. That's why this whole global warming thing right now is going nuts. These scientists that have promoted global warming have done such a good job of elevating themselves up to the almost the state of godhood. How mm-hmm. dare you question us?
Right.
You know, our science is just impeccable. It's infallible. Mm-hmm. It's not true.
Yes.
And we see this, of course, where we were talking about the new CRISPR gene editing tool, mm-hmm. which most people have at least heard about now. They said, oh, that was going to be great. We're going to do all, you know, we can like go in like a word processor now and type up a new genetic code, you know.
Yeah, right,
it
right.
sounds so easy.
Yes.
And then,
yeah, so we'll have basketball teams just loaded with LeBron James, right?
That's right.
And, yeah, exactly.
And so now a new study comes out, and from a legitimate organization, by the way, that says that there may be hundreds of unintended genetic or genome changes by any given CRISPR editing that takes place in a gene, in DNA. And it's like, oh, how can these people continue to say now that CRISPR is just, you know, the end of all things for genetic editing, and yet they have absolutely no clue what's coming down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what actually is happening. One of these articles I read was just, a statement was just mind-blowing. It says, generally, when scientists are trying to identify whether a CRISPR edit has resulted in an off-target mutation or deletion, they use computer algorithms to identify areas most likely to be affected and focus their attention on those. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that they're using computer algorithms, which are known, garbage in, garbage out, mm-hmm. to determine where the bad consequences, the unintended consequences are happening? Basically, that means they don't know.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
They really don't have a clue.
Well, are scientists that have, you know, gotten so committed to this religion, and they become so arrogant that, as you say, they don't even know what they don't know?
That's right. In many cases, they don't know what they don't know, but they act like they do. And this is not true. This is not just the case in genome editing. This is kind of a truism all the way across the scientific community right now. And it does not, it's still a minority of scientists and engineers, by the way. This is not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But there's enough of them that are vocal.
Right. They've been weaponized, Patrick. I mean, over the past decades, I mean, if you don't go along to get along and you don't drink the grape juice, you're out of the party. I mean, no cocktails for you, no special invitations. Certainly forget about any kind of government grants because they're controlling the grants, right?
That's right. They control the grants, and where the grant money is where you find all of the, you know, the hearts of people who are writing these studies and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But, and take it one step further. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want people to understand this is the money that our taxes are paying for. We're paying for this kind of idiocy, ladies and gentlemen, and this is how good they are. They have found a way to tap into the treasury of we the people, and they give us this kind of garbage, and we continue to pay for it while many of us are out there hustling for a job, trying to find a job, keep up with what we had before, lost a job, lost health insurance, trying to work three jobs just as make up for the one we lost, and guess what? They're still getting paid. They still get health insurance, and we're scrambling our heads off, and they're saying, hey, you're not working hard enough. We want more taxes.
That's right, and people don't understand that all the university systems that are housing these scientists, if you will, pseudoscientists in some cases, these people are paid with taxpayer money.
Exactly.
They wouldn't have anything to do if it were not for taxpayer money supporting them in the universities. Where on earth would they work?
Exactly.
You know, well, they couldn't get a job anywhere else.
They might have to go out and get an honest job and do an honest day's work, maybe, huh?
Well, they ought to start at McDonald's flipping burgers or something, you know.
Yeah,
that's my opinion.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, like the rest of us, I mean, you know, do whatever it takes to realize that, you know, they've worked the system, they've taken advantage. And, Patrick, you know, whether it's your book or, you know, some voice that comes through all the noise and can stop it in its tracks short of God himself, I don't know what's going to stop this insanity. You know, I keep trying to encourage the people to, you know, stand up and, you know, like the movie Broadcast News, you know, I'm ticked, I can't stand, I'm not going to take this anymore. You know, this is, I think, is that day that we need to have for America, where America sticks its head out the window and screams to the body politic, the party's over.
I think that day may be coming. Mm-hmm. Who knows the future? I don't know. But, you know, you hope that day might come someday. But in the meantime,
Well, if it doesn't, Patrick, what's our kids and grandkids going to be left with?
They'll end up being slaves of the system.
Yeah.
And the thing is here, it's not the politician or the dictator, if you will, that's affecting our lives. It's the system mm-hmm. that's being put in place. The artificial intelligence, the algorithms, the policies, the rules, all those things that result in a system that constrain you and I as to what we can and cannot do. And people will admit that this net is getting tighter and tighter mm-hmm. every month, every year. And so sooner or later, people are going to be hurting, and they're going to say, wait a minute, I'm getting suffocated here. I'm just getting suffocated. And they're not going to find their solution in national politics at that point, unfortunately. They're going to find their solution within themselves. And within the other people that are around them, their neighbors, you know, the people in their community, those are the ones who are going to have to ultimately throw this off.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, we've seen it in the big screen. You know, there's been movies on it, TV series, Man versus Machine. And, you know, again, I mean, you may think it's a joke and this is really a portend of things to come. With, as you say, artificial intelligence, there, you know, and at the top of this are going to be just a rather super elite class of those special individuals that are pulling the levers, right?
That's right, and you'll find out that they're just as human as anybody else, that they're just as fallible as anybody else, and in some cases they will be just as criminally minded as many other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Society.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
But again, if we're not going to follow the lead and respond to what our founding fathers has set up for us, and I say in conjunction with the hand of divine providence, that this is a government of, for, by, we the people, if we subordinate this and let it go by the wayside, what a disaster for our future. Again, a disaster for our kids and our grandkids. Patrick, I mean, this hopefully is depressing enough for people to, number one, pick up your books and read them and get educated as to what's going on and what's just around the horizon here, because it is coming at Mach 5 speeds at us, isn't it?
That's right. That's right. The proverbial express train to you know where.
Yeah, exactly. Where can they go to be in touch with you, Patrick, real quick, 5 seconds?
Technocracy.news is my website, and everything is there. Books are available on Amazon.com as well.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is